passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Baseball America podcast. This is Carlos Collazo. Today, I am joined by Kyle Glazer, and it's a pretty unfortunate podcast we're having. We're going to be talking about all things coronavirus and how the virus is affecting baseball at all levels. If you guys are listening to this, it probably comes as no surprise that things are just being shut down and canceled and suspended all around the country, and we've got a list of everything that's going on at the major league level, scouting level, on the website, all the colleges that are being affected. It seems like every time we check Twitter or reach out to different scouts, there's another league or conference or team that's shutting down games or grounding their scouts. But definitely not something that we want to talk about, but it's important to do so. So, Kyle, how are you doing? And just what are your general thoughts on everything that's going down?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're monitoring the situation and just kind of want to give an update to everyone what we know as of right now in terms of how Major League Baseball teams are reacting to this. We have confirmation from 8 teams, so just over a quarter of Major League Baseball clubs, that they have essentially grounded their scouts, pulled them off the road, taken air travel out of the equation, essentially restricted them to only doing scouting within driving distance. And even within those 8, some of those are saying no scouting at all. Just go home. We're pulling you off entirely. We have heard other teams may or may not have been making similar moves. We do not have full confirmation from those yet, but we do have firm confirmation from 8 that they have essentially taken their scouts off the road and grounded them. And there's an expectation there will be more coming. A couple other teams we've reached out to have said they have not taken that step yet. However, they are in discussions as of this recording. And as we've seen over and over again throughout this this process, especially the last 48 hours, this thing is ever evolving and changing. So, you know, what's true at, you know, 1 p.m. Eastern today is going to look very different at 5 p.m. Eastern today. So, but as of right now, that's where we're at. 8 teams, we have full firm confirmation, have pulled their scouts off the road, and many others are discussing taking that step.
Yeah, and by the time you listen to this podcast, obviously a lot could change. I think MLB is one of the leagues that's kind of scuffling its feet a little bit in terms of making a decision on pushing the season back or canceling games. They do have time to do so, so maybe they're taking the benefit of the doubt there with just more time to work with and kind of see before they make a final decision. But the NBA has already suspended their league. What do you expect is going to happen with Major League Baseball games? Kyle, do we have any kind of understanding at this point or any educated guesses?
Sure. So again, there's going to be a press conference here shortly where Major League Baseball discusses with teams the right course of action. By the time you hear this podcast, the right course of action may have been decided. The expectation right now is spring training games will be canceled. As far as the regular season, you know, even talking to some high-level officials this morning, the conversation was more about teams being moved, relocated, and even within the last few hours, it's become, you know, maybe it's actually going to be whether the season's pushed back or some games are just going to be lopped off the schedule because they don't want to have to start on March 26th, but they're not sure when to reschedule them. No one really knows right now. And I think it's something where there's a lot of possibilities on the table. We need to see again, you know, how this continues to evolve. I mean, you think about just last week where this was on everyone's radars. Obviously, this was something people were concerned about. We had started hearing of more cases, both in the Seattle area and the Northeast. And even just in that one week, how much everything has changed. Yep. You know, that there's no predicting what this is going to look like 1 week from now, 2 weeks from now. Opening day is scheduled for 15 days from now. 14 days, 2 weeks exactly from now. And if you look back at where things were 2 weeks ago, this wasn't something people were really talking about. You know, the NCAA tournament being canceled, NBA season being suspended, those would have seemed like, you know, kind of crazy ideas. So, and everyone is kind of speculating. I think the speculation definitely leans toward games being suspended or canceled. You know, I had one text from a pro scouting director where I asked him, you know, just, hey, what are you guys doing? What's your plan? He's saying a fluid situation. It's not trending in a great direction. You know, we can't scout what isn't played. And I think it's trending towards that. So there does seem to be an expectation, whether it's the major leagues, minor leagues, that there will be games that are not being played. How many they are, how long that lasts right now, it's just really, really fluid. And I don't think anyone knows a firm answer.
Yeah, definitely. And that's from the pro scouting perspective. And then, I mean, amateur scouts are dealing with this situation as well. Early on, we heard from a bunch of teams who were restricting travel for their scouts. A lot of the national cross checkers were being prohibited from flying. So they were going to do a lot of their travel just in the car, what they could get to regionally. But again, you can't scout what's not played. SEC baseball just announced that they were suspending games through March 30th. And more conferences and teams are shutting things down. I think we have more than 70 programs that have already announced cancellations or suspensions to this point. So it's really affecting baseball from the bottom to the top. I mean, this college baseball season, there's a lot of doubt about what's even going to happen with the season now. And obviously, from a draft perspective, which is kind of where I come to most things here, this is the most important time of the year for scouting departments. I mean, this is when the important looks are happening. Like I was just saying, SEC baseball was about to begin this weekend. I was going to head down to South Carolina to watch a pretty good matchup between two first round picks. That's not going to happen now. Scouts aren't going to see those kind of players. There are a lot of players who, this season, obviously for every single player, the spring is exceptionally important for them in establishing their draft value and their draft stock. And I mean, who knows what's going to happen now? I don't really know what scouts are going to be able to do other than sit down and maybe write thoroughly through their reports, line their guys up. I mean, it's going to be a lot of sitting and waiting for now, and that's unfortunate because this is generally when we're most excited about getting out to games and watching players and following the sport that we love. But obviously, the safety and public health is more important than a game at the end of the day.
Yeah, I did speak to two area scouts yesterday who were continuing their coverage. Now, area scouts, you'll remember, do most of their coverage via driving. And so there is a sense, at least as of yesterday, that if you're driving, you can still go to the game, see if they wanted to see.
If they're happening.
Right, and that's the thing. It's if the games are happening. So there are area scouts still making the drive and going out. And going back to the pro side as well, again, some teams only restricted air travel and said if it's within driving distance, go ahead. Every team is kind of treating this differently right now. There is no uniform standard policy. Whether that changes in the next 24, 48 hours or 1 week, who knows? But again, it does seem like right now the general sense is, you know, driving okay, flying not. But as you said, if games aren't being played, there's nothing to scout. There are other teams who have said, just go home. Don't worry about this right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really tough spot to be in. I guess what are kind of the next steps you think are going to happen, Kyle? What are we looking forward to hearing? Obviously, MLB is going to have to make a decision. But as far as anything that we haven't touched on, where do we go from here?
Where we go from here is you know, it's unfortunate because I think everyone wants answers right now. But this is a situation you just have to kind of watch and wait and see what happens. You know, going back, I mean, this is, you know, fairly unprecedented just in terms of, you know, the last 100 years. No one's been alive for any time anything like this happened, or I should say no one in any position of authority. Obviously, you had the Spanish influenza epidemic, 1918 to 1919. Now, let's be clear, historical perspective is very important here. what's happening now is nowhere near as bad in terms of the number of infections, the number of deaths, how bad the actual virus was. What happened in 1918, 1919 was significantly worse. Estimates of 50 million people dying. That the only real precedent there in terms of games being canceled is the Stanley Cup that year, spring of 1919 was canceled after 5 games, just because, some players started having fevers and symptoms and coming down with it. But I mean, when you look back in the annals of, you know, United States or North American sport, there's just not a ton of precedent here, in terms of games being canceled due to something like this. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, we don't have anything to go off of, and the leagues are just going to continue talking. And again, I know this seems evasive, you know, I can't provide you a definitive answer because there is no definitive answer. Mm-hmm. And the definitive answer seems to change every 3-4 hours because, you know, so much of life is reacting to situations on the ground. I think, you know, to make this a baseball thing, even sometimes in player development or teams and the roster construction, we hear fans say, well, when so-and-so getting called up? Well, so much of that is a reaction to what happens on the ground. You know, someone gets hurt, that's when they get up. It's not like there's this overarching plan where everyone knows exactly what's going to happen at all times. And that's doubly true in real world situations, and especially like this. So the conference call is going to happen. The expectation does seem to be in some form there will be, whether it's postponements, suspensions, cancellations, but the degree to which they happen is very much up in the air, and also whatever is decided today, again, could very much change next week. So we at Baseball America will do our best to keep all the baseball fans updated and apprised of the latest developments. But this is where we stand right now. Quarter of teams have confirmed grounded their scouts. More teams are talking about it and will likely take that step. And it appears that games in some form or fashion will not take place as scheduled.
Yep. Very disappointing, obviously, but if you need to catch up on any of the news as it kind of develops, like Kyle said, it's a very fluid situation. We're going to be hearing more every day. All of the news at Baseball America is going to be in front of the paywall. So even if you're not a subscriber, you can check out and find what's happening for free. You don't have to worry about that. But thank you to all of our subscribers who do subscribe. You can also follow all of us on Twitter. I know there's just a lot of quick stuff that's happening there. I'm sure most of you who listen to this podcast probably all already do. But unless there's anything else, I think it's basically the situation as it stands right now. I know it's a little bit quicker, a little shorter of a podcast than we typically do, but, kind of just wanted to hit on some of the important topics that are going on right now. So,
yeah, no, just stay safe out there, everyone, be smart. And, you know, hopefully, we'll just keep an eye on everything and see how it all shakes out.
Yep. Well, thanks for breaking it down for us, Kyle. Thank you all for listening, and, stay tuned. See you next time.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.